Stephen Marshall was acquitted of the charge of solicitation for murder. The trial began on Tuesday, December 3rd. The jury went into deliberation on Thursday, the 5th. After less than a half an hour in the jury room, the jury returned the not guilty verdict. The trial went hand in hand with the State v. Marshall case earlier this summer in Wrangell. In June, he faced charges of assault, sexual assault, and solicitation for murder, all involving a single victim. The incidents took place in 2011 in Bloom's Trailer Court in Wrangell. At that time, he was found guilty of assault in the first and third degree and sentenced to 15 years in prison. The solicitation charge was set to be tried separately this fall in Ketchikan because that is where the alleged solicitation happened. Marshall spent time in the Ketchikan Correctional Center in 2012 after his initial arrest. He was accused of allegedly asking his then cellmate, Frank Mooney, to kill the victim involved in the prior assaults. The not guilty verdict means no additional jail time will be added to Marshall's 15-year sentence. He is still subject to 5 years parole following his release for the other charges. The trial in Ketchikan saw a few familiar faces from this summer's trial in Wrangell as well. Both presiding judge William Carey and prosecuting attorney Gene Seaton resumed their roles. Marshall was defended in Ketchikan by public attorney Paul Maslikowski. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.